Welcome to Gospel Gains, where each week my goal is to pass on some helpful tips and tidbits for gospel ministry fitness and effectiveness. My name is Mark Fodale, and I'm privileged to serve as your weekly host and trainer. Now, over the past two episodes, we narrowed in on a key part of our devotional life before the Lord. But today, I want to shift our focus. I want to move from the inward and upward to the outward. Now, in doing so, I want to lean in on a very practical aspect of effective ministry. In fact, in my experience over the years, it is those leaders who have harnessed this ministry skill and habit that have proven to be increasingly influential in the lives of others. In fact, if you were to ask them about the topic that we will narrow in on in a moment, they'd no doubt respond, yep, this is key. You really should listen up. Okay, so here it is. I want to talk about 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. Now, to be clear, I don't want to talk for 5 minutes. Sorry, it's going to take a bit longer than that to flesh out the training in this episode. Instead, I want to talk about 5 minutes. And not just any 5 minutes. I want to talk about one span of 5 minutes that is crucial in the life of leaders and is essential to harness if we are to be effective in reaching people and investing in others for the sake of Christ. Specifically, I want to talk about the 5 minutes right after a meeting ends. Now, that could be the 5 minutes right after a campus fellowship meeting ends, or a church service, or an outreach event, or a gospel-driven social gathering, or even a Bible study. That's the 5 minutes I have in mind for the focus of our time today. And believe it or not, it's those 5 minutes that can determine whether newcomers feel welcomed or ignored, whether visitors linger or leave, whether the undecided and discouraged pack up and leave or settle in and stay. It's those 5 minutes where people decide if this group or event is for them or if they should still continue their search. You see, even 5 minutes, that's right, 5 minutes can make all the difference. So let's talk about it. Now, to do so, let me set the scene. The meeting or service or event is about to conclude, and in those precious few moments before the final chorus of the ending amen, you and I will make a crucial decision. We will decide what to do right after it's all over. Yep, that's when you decide what to do with those critical 5 minutes after the meeting ends. Now, some of us spend those 5 minutes after the meeting or service ends on us. Yeah, that's our pattern. That's our habit. We just stay where we are. We pack our things up. Maybe we think about what to do next either that day or that evening. Some of us spend those 5 minutes thinking about, well, what's on the menu for lunch or dinner or perhaps a late night snack. But whatever the preoccupation of our minds, the reality is that in those 5 minutes after the meeting ends, we are focused on us. Now, others of us use those first 5 minutes after the meeting ends to invest time in our friends or sometimes family. That's right. We all know the drill and the routine, don't we? Everything's done, and then you and I turn almost instinctively to those we like or those who like us. And we catch up, we make plans, we share inside jokes, we even banter a bit. Those 5 minutes after the meeting ends, we invest in our friends or family. But could I suggest to you a more strategic use of those 5 minutes? A more influential, gospel-driven way to invest your time and your energy? Here it is. Right after the meeting ends, in those first 5 minutes, make a beeline to a new person or a family, a visitor or a stranger. That's right. Rather than spend those 300 seconds, that's 5 minutes, talking to those you already know, spend them on those you don't yet know or even know very well. See, as I mentioned earlier, it's in those first 5 minutes after the event ends that visitors decide to stay or go. And truth be told, if no one engages them, they will most likely go. It's in those first 5 minutes that newcomers will consider, do I belong here or not? And if no one interacts with them, they will most likely conclude, not. Let me tell you, friends, I've seen this at our church. I've seen it at fellowship meetings on campus throughout the years. I've seen it at outreach events. New people come, visitors are present, interested but not yet persuaded, decide to attend. And by 5 minutes after it all ends, they're gone. Gone. Now, often I make plans to grab them, not physically, of course, before they leave. And when I do and I'm able to engage them, it's most often successful. The personal connection is made, contact information is shared, a further invitation to an upcoming event is issued. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. But I tell you, every once in a while, actually, it's probably more often than I care to remember or admit, on my mission during those 5 minutes to engage new people, I'm delayed. Sometimes by my own initiative. You know, I see a friend and just start to catch up, or I catch sight of a familiar face and pause to make the connection. And sometimes it happens with someone I know stopping me with a question or a comment. And then, time and time again, when I finally go to find those new faces, you guessed it, they're gone. Listen, friends, those 5 minutes are crucial. Please use them well and wisely. Talk about this with your fellow leaders and your ministry training partners. Make this a team effort and not a solo production. Now, to be clear, I'm not advocating rudeness. I'm not suggesting that in our desire to use those first 5 minutes strategically, we should ignore all other faces in our decisive and determined ministry march to the back of the room or the seat of the unsuspecting object of our newfound attention. All I'm saying is simply this, be purposeful and work to cultivate a culture at your church or your fellowship of purposefulness with new people. Think ahead before those 5 minutes hit as to what you will do with those 5 minutes when they come, because they will. So plan ahead. Prepare well, honor the Lord, love your neighbor and the visitor in your midst, and stand back and just see what God might do. You know, in Ephesians 5:16, Paul encouraged the church to make the best use of time. And may he enable us to do the same.